Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, we're going to kick off this week by having a discussion with the guy that brings us the latest in the gun culture. He is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. He is young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So let's kick off with this cat because, first of all, he's dressed up like a gangster, I guess the prototypical gangster of the 30s and everything, and this is the civilian disarmament industry's worst nightmare. What, tell me about this guy.
I think he looks pretty dapper.
Yeah. Fedora. I love a fedora.
Yeah, this is a guy who I followed on Twitter for a long time. He loves to, he owns a lot of firearms. And he loves to tweet about them and show them and show the inside of his safe, which is just chock-a-block full of guns. Anyway, he wrote a little string of tweets this week describing his personal history. And this guy goes by the name of "You Are a Smartass Carl." and I believe he lives in Florida. Anyway, he says that he used to be a gun control supporter and thought there were only two kinds of people who own firearms, cops and criminals. And he said that that's just the culture in which he grew up in, and he has what he had what he called a propagandist view of the Second Amendment. And that all changed for him after a home invasion. And he thought about buying a gun. He wanted the ability to protect himself. He did some research, dug around, watched some YouTubers, and he said he realized how much he was lied to by friends, family, and the media regarding the gun community. So I was told that the gun culture was a good old white boys club, and it was only for them, and that he'd be looked at as a criminal because of the color of his skin. He is, by the way, black. Nothing could be further from the truth, he says, and he says the gun community is the safest, most diverse, most welcoming, genuine, and supportive community I've ever been a part of. And he said he's been tweeting since 2010 and trying to counter a lot of the anti-gun garbage that is so prevalent out there. And he said he's been threatened and he's been called racial slurs and racial stereotypes by gun control zealots. And he just sort of takes that as a badge of honor. So it's people like this who swallowed the dominant media-driven narrative of the danger that guns present to society and the gun control industry's message that no one needs a gun, and if you have one in your house, you're only going to get shot with it. It'll only be taken away and used against you. And it's just the prevalence of people like this that encourages us, and it, we call it, it's the civilian disarmament industry's worst nightmare, because there are literally millions of these people out there, especially since, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, who decided they want the ability to defend themselves, especially now that police departments around the country are less able to do so.
Do you think that in our lifetime we will see a reversal of this police dynamic we see right now, where they've been vilified and demonized and sued and prosecuted, And like in your city, you were talking about how the state police has had to come in to augment the Austin PD because they're so short of officers. Is that ever, are we ever going to see a return to that, to where, and in the interim, while this is happening and this continues to contract and everything, more and more people will continue to want to be armed, which is sort of the, I guess, the opposite of what they were actually pushing for, right?
Well, of course, and their attempts to demonize gun owners and to otherize gun ownership virtually always backfires on them. Nothing makes an American want something more than telling him he can't have it.
Right.
I think that's at least a good portion of the effect of what we've seen in the past few years. And now with grumpy old Uncle Joe out there every other day yelling about guns and how we need to ban assault weapons, and the White House press secretary threatening door-to-door semi-automatic firearm confiscation. What is that going to do to gun sales? I mean, nobody takes her seriously after a long history of incredibly stupid statements issued from the podium in the press room. But, you know, these things have exactly the opposite effect. All they do is harden people's viewpoints. And they make people who own guns, or especially people who are on the fence about them, go out and buy that first firearm.
Yeah, the other thing, I guess this takes time and everything, but I think with each and every passing day, more and more people become aware of what a gun-free zone really is and how dangerous they are.
They do, and people start to realize that shootings, you know, high profile shootings and horrible things like what happened in Nashville happened in gun-free zones.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a school resource officer there. There was literally nobody to counteract, or to challenge Audrey Hale when she shot her way into the school. It really does take a good guy with a gun to stop somebody like that, as we saw when the Nashville police officers finally showed up and challenged her.
When they rolled in heavy and dealt with her?
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. On my daytime show that I do now, I was talking about how I never go to a gun-free zone. And if it's a gun-free zone, then I don't go, and I carry a gun everywhere I go. And then somebody goes, what about when you vote, Bill? So I just said, well, on my way to the polling on my way to the polling place, I have an unfortunate canoeing accident and lose every gun I own. And then on the way home, I have guns again. And I didn't answer that because in South Carolina, we only have, we have open carry and we have concealed carry with both of them with a permit. And I never carry in the open. I always carry concealed. And concealed means concealed. And I did not answer that because I'm not going to.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's how most concealed carriers treat it.
Yeah.
They don't disarm themselves when they go into whatever the polling place is. Nobody knows they're carrying. If they don't say anything, if they don't do anything stupid, nobody's going to know it. And they would rather risk that than have something god-awful happen while they're in there and have their firearm out in the car.
Well, I'm going to point something out when we get back. I'm going to point out an incident. I don't remember the details of it. You probably do. But heading into the first break, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you can go to keep up on what is the latest in the gun culture, the latest in the gun world, who's got the latest gun, what somebody thinks about the latest gun, what's happening in politics, what's happening in trends, training, new gun owners, all that other stuff. All of that available for you at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go if I'm looking for something breaking, because nobody's as fast or as nimble on the uptake with this as they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Do you remember the psychiatrist who was attacked by one of his patients?
Yeah.
Killed it, and he was in a gun-free zone, but he had a weapon and he killed the guy before the guy could get out, exit the hallway and go down the hallway doing a killing spree. They didn't do anything to him. Do you remember that?
No, and that was years ago, and I don't remember all the details, but I remember we wrote about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. It was a gun-free zone, and shockingly, a little prosecutorial discretion, they didn't charge him with carrying in a gun-free zone. Because charging a victim for defending himself and stopping a killer would seem to be not only a bad application of the law, but bad politics. Something that the New York district attorney, Olesen, he never seems to learn. I don't know if you've refreshed our homepage, but a post just went up about that, too. There's another individual who defended himself. He was being robbed. He was shot twice, wrestled the gun away from the shooter, from the robber, and then shot him. And the Alvin Bragg has now thrown the victim into jail and is charging him with attempted murder.
Well, let's go ahead and segue into that because I'm a big Alvin Bragg fan. After all, this is let's talk about this. So,
as we all are.
So, what do we know about this particular defender?
Well, this is a man who was working at a parking garage and is being robbed by an armed individual. And it isn't clear from the media reports whether the defender tried to wrestle it and was then shot or if the shooter shot him first. But he was shot twice, once in the stomach, once in the ear. So he literally dodged a bullet that probably would have killed him. Got the gun away from the robber and then shot the robber. This is people who keep an eye on these things are going to see echoes of an earlier case. I think it was last year. There was a man who was a clerk in a New York bodega.
Yeah.
And a guy came around the counter and started attacking him. And he pulled out a knife and stabbed him to protect himself. And what did D.A. Bragg do? He threw him in Rikers Island and charged him with murder. And that was enough to get the whole city behind the clerk, including the mayor. Even the mayor came out and expressed his displeasure at the stupidity of the district attorney's office. And finally, the political pressure and the public pressure became too much, and Bragg decided to drop the charges against that gentleman. Well, we basically got close to the same thing here. There is a slight difference if the victim had taken the gun away, then the attacker, depending on what he was doing, was no longer a threat. Maybe, you know, I don't know if he shot him as he was running away. Who knows what the specifics are. Again, the initial media reports aren't very detailed. In any case, as we just said about this doctor in Pittsburgh, if you charge a guy for... Oh, and by the way, they also charge the victim with criminal possession of a weapon. Because obviously he doesn't have a New York City permit to own a weapon.
Okay, so that was going to be my question.
I assume he doesn't because they said he's in criminal possession of it because he took it away and therefore was in possession of a firearm for which he doesn't have a permit. That is so incredible.
Splitting hairs is what it is.
Yeah. Picayune, exactly. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So again. D.A. Bragg, again, this is the same D.A. who came into the office and immediately wrote a letter to his entire department saying that there's large sections of the criminal code that they would not prosecute at all, and they were going to downgrade a huge number of felonies to misdemeanor charges. So this is a guy who's very much on the side of the criminal element in New York.
He left out part of it, unless it's just a regular guy. Or Donald Trump, unless it's a regular guy or Donald Trump. We'll go after them full throttle.
Again, politics seems to weigh into everything he does. Now he's stepped in it again. So we set an over under on how many days it'll take before he drops these charges again, like he did on the earlier bodega self defense case. And we're guessing about 4.5 days. So we shall see.
Well, I mean, you know, what they say about him, like with Donald Trump, they're saying Donald Trump should have shot Stormy Daniels because he would have been let go over that one.
Well, it's funny you should say that because the New York Post interviews a cop who was not involved in this particular case.
Right.
But the cop said the thief in this case would have been better just if he just stole the money. But ironically, if the guy just would have robbed the garage and got caught, Bragg would have let him go. But now he wants to charge both of them. That is a cop talking about the decision here to charge not only the thief, but also the victim.
Now, do we know what nationality this the defender was?
All I know is his name. I didn't see anything else about him. His name is Musa Diarra. So my guess is some form of South Asian, North African.
Well, he doesn't sound like
name,
he came from Ohio, right? I mean, so he's one of the ID politics people, which is always interesting when you have the ID politics people out there that are actually just normal people. Right, that they've been ID'd and they want to lead them to believe they're victims, and then they get out there and they actually do something like that, and then they become once they exceed the narrative. Well, you're just going to have to be dealt with, buddy. Do we know
that was very much similar to the case with the bodega?
Yeah, with Alba.
Too, Jose Alba. Again, everybody came to Alba's defense. And now the same thing is happening now with parking lot gentleman. Mr. Diarra.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. This is a breaking story. This just popped up there when I refreshed it. It's good to go and it's there and I haven't seen this anywhere else. And that's a characteristic of the truthaboutguns.com. This is why I go there. This is why I look there on days when I don't have Dan coming on. I go look there first to see what's happening. And that's where you're going to catch the latest in the gun culture, the latest in the gun news, the latest in everything having to do, as they say, with you, the people of the gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has a warning for anyone heading into the city ahead of tomorrow's court appearance by former President Trump.
Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Adams says any potential demonstrators will be arrested for any vandalism or violence. He's urging people to take public transportation due to street closures. The death toll from weekend storms across the Midwest and South has now reached 32. Those deaths reported in Tennessee, Illinois, Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana, and Delaware. There's a concern that the bacteria linked to tainted eye drops imported from India could gain a foothold in American healthcare facilities. The CDC says the bacteria is highly drug-resistant. Earlier this year, the FDA issued a recall of EzraCare artificial tears after three people died and eight were blinded. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And I never have paid attention to this in order to figure out if this is actually a thing that happens during these events. But this is sort of intriguing. Multiple cities get hoax active school shooter calls that originated in a foreign country.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about this. Grace dug this up for us, and it turns out there were a number of these calls in the state of Utah, in Ogden, Salt Lake, and they were basically swatting calls, saying that there were active school shooters, and cops showed up in force, as you can imagine, in all of these situations, and there was no one there. And obviously swatting is incredibly dangerous, because you never know what the reaction of people, is going to be. And this didn't even happen. This wasn't confined just to Utah. According to this report, there was a report, similar reports in Missouri, in a couple of cities in Missouri, in, Ohio, in Pittsburgh, and all of these calls originated from outside the country. Now, the reports didn't disclose what country it was, but it made it sound as if they all came from the same country.
Right.
I would be very interested to find out who that was.
I would, too. I'd also be very concerned about, was this being observed? Were they checking to see how much time it took for us to get there? And if this all, do we know if this all happened on the same day?
It says Monday and Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah. So That would be my biggest concern. I sit around it, and you look on the national scale, and you look at what Russia's doing, you look at what China's doing, and the first thing that I say to myself is they've gotten to observe us through multi-generational developments in Afghanistan and Iraq. So they know what we do. They know how we're going to do it, right? And
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. So then I look at something like this, and I don't know how long it's been since they did that, but do you remember hearing about a exercise where they were going to try the multi-targeted attack that was happening where everything ended up at a school? And I think it was the New Jersey State Police were the ones running the exercise, and they lost big time to this. But the kind of attack we saw in Mumbai, where they had multiple attacks happening within 5 minutes and it was all centrally controlled, that's the thing that everybody talks about. Well, that's the nightmare scenario. And I kind of look at this and I'm just thinking, okay, somebody was measuring this.
Could be. I mean, it could have been as simple as somebody doing it for giggles. Somebody who hates guns and thinks our gun laws are insane and wanted to trigger something horrible, by getting SWAT teams to show up at schools all over the country. Or maybe it is something more nefarious, like you said, is they wanted to rush their responses and measure the time that it took cops to get there. Maybe there's something more devious going on here. I don't know that.
Either one of them is disturbing.
Yeah, very.
I mean, I've seen the conjecture about the people that do it just for the giggles. In the new age of technology, right? In the new age, they've even made movies about that. They've even made, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they have made them. And
I haven't, but there's all kinds of bad scenarios possible.
Well, I mean, there was one movie I watched where somebody released a bunch of stuff on the internet that was true, but it was like, nude pictures and revelations, and this guy was doing this and that girl was doing that. And then the whole town went at each other. And in the end, they were all trying to find who it was, and it was this kid that said, "I just did it for the lols, for the laugh out loud." So that was the motivation in the movie. I could see where that would be a thing. I don't know how you fight that. I really don't. Not in today's technology. I just don't know how you fight that. So, but if on the other hand, it was somebody actually measuring things, and you can't know. You can't. There's no way to possibly know.
No, not unless they track it all back to an individual or group. And my guess is that you would hope that somebody at the FBI is doing that kind of thing, but you would expect that the government has the ability to do that, even given all kinds of ways of masking these things technologically, but who knows?
I hope they are, because at some point
I do too.
Yeah, at some point,
it's difficult to have much faith in what in federal law enforcement these days. But yeah. Maybe they are on something like this.
Well, I'm hoping the technology is there, because at one point, one day, I'm going to be caught on the wrong day, and then I'm going to want to go out and hunt down whoever called me to sell me solar panels for my roof.
I think we've all gotten those.
Well, it used to insult me. Now I sort of give it a second glance. I used to get stuff about Social Security. I'd be like, too young for that.
I guess door to door people selling.
I qualify for that in 13 days. So I qualify for that in 13 days. So as it goes, I'm just Yeah, I would hope that. I'm surprised it doesn't. I'm almost certain it does, to be honest with you. We just don't. It's not for access to us normals. It's probably being used against us and prostituted by the deep state as we speak.
Well.
Or something.
Or something. Yeah. I'm sure we'll never hear the result of all that.
But, I mean, that's one of those things where it would be interesting to find out how that works. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Utah, don't they allow teachers to be armed in Utah?
In some yes, place? They do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So that would be the thing that, I mean, it doesn't matter when you've got armed teachers in place. I would think if you have it set up the way I would set it up, which I spoke with Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms Association about this, and I didn't ask him about the breakdown, but, I mean, if you've got volunteers, if you were to have enough foresight to put two of them each on each hallway you got, you're set. Need to have some communications, a little bit of closed-circuit television, which I'm sure they already got now, and, you know, just coordinate it. Hey, he's coming down your hallway, guys, and they just set up which direction? That direction? Okay. They set up the crossfire, and down he comes. I mean, I would think that would be of more concern than how fast the cops get there, because how fast the cops get there is almost not germane to the conversation in a school where they have armed teachers, right?
And I think even more to the point, I think the fact is that you're in a state where you know the teachers are allowed to be armed.
Yeah.
Any district makes its own decisions. I think you're far less likely to encounter a problem that way.
Yeah. That would be my thing, and there's no way to know that. There's no way to make that. So it'd be interesting to find. I think Ogden is just outside of Salt Lake. I would think they might have an armed teacher or two there.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that would be my bigger concern. I'd be like, do they have armed teachers in there? Because if they have armed teachers in there, like I said, it becomes less of an event because they're probably going to deal with it and then call the cops. This article, as I'm speaking to you, is on top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. And like all things, they cover such a range of topics that you're never not going to be in the know just going there. And that's why I go, because on a daily basis, I want to know what's going on in the United States as far as guns, because we know what the current president is wanting to do, so we need to know what's being done to defend those rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And, well, I would imagine it's quite a thing to be the governor of Minnesota right now, huh?
Yeah. Minnesota is no longer a purple state. It's a blue state. And they do love their gun control laws. The legislature's considering a raft of them right now. But we've got a win in the courts there this week when a Biden-appointed district court judge, struck down the ban on adults under 21 applying for and getting concealed carry permits. Another win for Bruins. Much like a recent one in Texas, and you're going to see them in other places too that have the same laws. You just can't deny adults in this country certain civil rights. You either have them or you don't. And because the Bruin ruling made clear, Second Amendment is no longer a second-class right. Someone who's 18 years old is an adult in this country and has the benefit of all of their enumerated civil rights, of which firearm owning and carrying a firearm are two of them. So there you go.
Well, I would imagine in Minnesota, which Minnesota is such a liberty-loving state, unless you're a police officer.
Well, yeah.
And unless you're a law-abiding citizen. But let us not forget that Minnesota opened the door for the Summer of Love and everything else. Are they, like I know, for example, my network, Genesis, right here, Genesis Communications Network, is in Minnesota. Okay? And I've talked about going up there to visit those guys, and I couldn't carry my gun because they don't have reciprocity with my state.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a problem.
So, what do you know about Minnesota and their what they have available for the citizens of Minnesota?
Very little. I mean, I believe they're a May-issue state. Pretty good gun control laws, or pretty good gun laws in the state. However, the state is now run completely by anti-gun Democrats, and they are considering a range, as I said, a range of gun control laws. I believe a red flag law, so-called assault weapons ban. I think a magazine capacity ban. I think there are some fringe proposals to require insurance policies. I think there's one that require each gun owner to carry a $1 million insurance policy. Never mind the fact that nobody issues those kinds of policies. It's not a good picture up there right now in the Minnesota Gun Owners Association. Right now, I'm seeing them on Twitter and other social media. They're fighting like hell to battle these things and hold these things off. But we'll have to see what happens because, like I said, the legislature and the governor's chair is all held by anti-gun Democrats.
Right. Well, I mean, I see these kinds of things they try to do, the Bruin response, as we might call it. And, you know, we've seen what's happened in Oregon. We see what's going on, which New York always seems like there's something ongoing. It seems like things are falling by the wayside in California and everything. What are these things being followed up on and codified and just left alone or appeals or
there have been a lot of lawsuits filed against them as soon as they pass and signed into law, and you're going to see the same thing happen in Minnesota. And in many cases, some injunctions have been issued to block enforcement while the whole thing's adjudicated. So I'm guessing you're going to see the same thing in Minnesota. And these lawsuits are playing out in the courts all over the country, and they're going to continue to, and most of them are going to go gun owners' way now that we are in a post-Bruin world.
Well, that's the thing, though, the post-Bruin world, which everybody's reading into that to say, well, you know, that didn't really exist, and they have gone back, and so does that mean if we're going to do the original thing that they can only carry a musket and all this other nonsense, and do you think that's what the mindset is, or they just got to have them some gun control in these anti-liberty states?
Yeah, I think that's why I call them Bruin response bills, because they're all being passed in direct response to Bruin. They're in effect political temper tantrums being thrown, and the Supreme Court said, look, the Second Amendment says what it says, and you can't pick and choose and selectively enforce it, and the states are saying, oh yeah, okay, well this is what you're going to do. We're going to expand zones where you can't carry sensitive areas, even though the Bruin ruling specifically said you cannot like declare all of Manhattan a sensitive area so you can't carry a firearm there. That'd be blatantly unconstitutional. So they're expanding it not quite that much, but greatly. And they're doing what they're doing in New York, which is to make every private property automatically a no-gun zone unless the property owner affirmatively says you may carry your gun there. That's being challenged as well. Other states are picking up on that. They're basically throwing up roadblocks and saying to the Supreme Court, oh yeah, that's what you're going to do? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Come and tell us we can't do it.
And that's happening, though.
And it is happening. That's happening slowly.
I mean,
none of these have gotten to the Supreme Court, but the lower courts have largely faithfully upheld the Bruin decision.
Does that become a PR thing for them? Being overturned?
For the states or for the courts?
For the courts.
Well, it's a bad precedent if courts refuse to uphold the law as written. And for a long time, the lower courts thumbed their nose at the Heller decision. And the Supreme Court sat back and let that happen. Until Bruin, they finally said enough is enough. Interest balancing, as the lower courts did for a long time, in order to avoid overturning longstanding gun control laws, doesn't fly anymore. So if you want to maintain respect in the rule of law and the federal court system, they're going to have to apply the law as written and as interpreted by under Bruin. And this Biden-appointed judge in Minnesota has just done that. And it's clear, she made clear in her opinion, she's no fan of guns or gun rights. But she said Bruin is Bruin, and this is the way the law is written, and this is what it says.
Indeed. Well, that's good. That's good that that happened that way. I appreciate the application of the law the way it's supposed to be. It'd be nice not to have activist judges just executors of the law. That's all I'm looking for. That is all I'm looking for. This article, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan and his group, his band of writers and aggregators and thinkers and reviewers, that's where they all reside. And this is where you can catch the latest in the gun culture, the latest in the gun world, the latest in gun politics, the latest in new people coming into guns. All of that is there waiting on you today. And, well, that's where I go. That's why I go there. That's why I have Dan on here. So I don't have to read it. I bring Dan on here once a month. I know once a week. That's how I know at least one day I'm up on top of it. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you next week.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.